Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on distance sound healing. We've been doing the classes online, and we've been practicing doing sound healing on the phone silently and out loud. And it's been very effective, and I'd like to share some of the techniques. And our intention is that you will get the healing and enlightenment that you need. So before we get started, though, let me tell you about the things that are happening at the Institute here, at the Globe Sound and Consciousness Institute here in San Francisco. We actually have our online class starting. So the next start time would be November 13th. You could actually start on a weeknight earlier, but it normally would be November 13th. If you're interested, you can give us a call at 415-777-2486. Or we do have Skype as well, so you could email us and we could set up a Skype call. It's david@soundhealingcenter.com. That's david@soundhealingcenter.com. And our website is soundhealingcenter.com. So the class is online. We've got the full certificate program for online sound healing. And it's normally Tuesday nights and Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. San Francisco time, and then Saturday mornings from 10 to 1. If you can't make a class, you could always watch it on video, or you're welcome to watch the entire certificate program on video. And we also have check-in every other week if you're watching the video, so you still have a real person to talk to and ask questions. It's worked out really well. It's really, really fun doing it online. Even the videos are really powerful. We've also got the classes sound healing program here at the Institute. The next semester starts January 18th. If you were to pay in full by Monday, November 1st, you could get a $400 discount, the early bird discount. Also, we have an open house for the sound healing program on Sunday, November 21st. And we'll be doing a lot of guided meditations and just information about everything going on in the sound healing field. That's, of course, November 21st, 2010, in case you're listening to a replay of this. Also, we've got the sound healing music production classes, both online and at the Institute. The next semester at the Institute begins January 18th also, and the classes for online, actually, you could jump in this week. We actually started a class, or we could start next week, the week of November 8th, if it's too quick for you. We could do a couple of makeup classes. And we generally do it at your convenience, unless we get too many students. It depends if it works out. So again, you can call us at 415-777-2486 or david@soundhealingcenter.com. Anything else? Oh, yeah, we've got a new CD that just came out. It's Journey Through the Matrix. I've played some of the songs previously on the radio show, but it's the Nutra Energetics, the second Nutra Energetics CD that we've done. They actually gave us these codes that they've found are different healing, archetypal healing modes. And what they do is they've got an assessment system that sends electronic signals through the body, actually quantum energy through the body, and pings different organs. And they've done tests to find different healing modes, which are based around morphogenetic fields, which they go into in detail in the movie The Living Matrix. So they've given me these notes to use for each of the healing modes, and I've embedded the notes in the actual song. Sometimes the songs are the actual chord progression of the notes. And then I also commonly will put binaural beats in to entrain you into, you know, alpha, theta, or delta. And, of course, the nicest thing, probably the most important of all, is I'm holding the intention for each song while I'm playing the song while I'm conceiving the song, playing the song, mixing the song, even mastering and sending it off, always holding the intention. The songs are reconnection, good grief, which is about releasing grief, overcoming fear, heart, imprinter, matrix restore, chakra star, energetic star and memory, calm mind, harmonize emotions, lucky, and enlightenment. I'll be playing enlightenment here in just a little bit, so you can check it out. So that's the nutri-energetics. We also, as I mentioned on the last show, we actually just finished the CD, Unconditional Divine Peace. Amazing CD. I feel it's one of my best. I listen to it like every day, two or three times a day now. Sometimes I'll leave it on repeat. Just really powerful, really relaxing, but also just really heart-opening. It's an amazing CD. And again, it's got the nutri-energetics information embedded in it for unconditional divine love. And that's on our website at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have now massage CDs, which are compilations of the various CDs we have. So we'll make up a CD of the compilation so you can use it for massage. And we've got hour and hour and a half CDs that you can check out. And on the website, you get choices of various songs that you can tour. We've got like five songs. You can choose two or three to make up the massage CD. We use them in our massage therapy room here on the sound table at our therapy room. It's really powerful. They're just, I mean, they totally take people into the zone big time. So actually what I might do here is go ahead and play the song Enlightenment to get us in the zone. And so you can hear the song, if you haven't heard it before, off the Nutri-Energetics Journey Through the Matrix CD. So let's go ahead and play this, and we'll set our intention to be enlightened, to release whatever you need to release now to move into the next stage of enlightenment for you. So enjoy as we hold this really important intention, enlightenment. You know, it's amazing that when you set your intention to do something while listening to any music, especially when the music already has that intention, it's just so powerful. I mean, I listen to this song all the time, but normally I don't set my intention to release so I can go to the next step of enlightenment. So it's a really important little thing to remember, is to use your music with your own intention, specifically music that has intention embedded, to make it way more powerful. I mean, God, it's like way cheaper than a therapist or a treatment to just be able to do it for yourself, set the intention and go. It's really amazing. It was really powerful for me. I was actually able to release some pretty deep stuff with that. So, distance healing. You know, the key to distance healing, and mostly I'm going to be talking about actually doing healing with someone over the phone, or if they have already agreed to it, to do it silently without the phone. You can do it the same way. I believe it's important to really get permission from the person before you do it. Some people say that you can just have your higher self talk to their higher self and get permission that way. I don't know. That's a little fishy. Maybe if you're really, really psychic and you're really good at connecting, possibly, but I would really like to get it in, not writing, but get it in actual words that someone has agreed. Because, you know, maybe someone doesn't want healing. Maybe even their higher self doesn't want healing. Maybe they're really holding on for it for a reason, you know, or maybe it's someone's time to die. You know, so you don't really know what the higher purpose is. So I think it's good to get permission. On the phone, you can actually do sound over the phone. It works really well. We're doing sound on Skype for WebEx, actually, same as Skype, for our online classes, and it's working really well. It's really powerful. I actually got two healings today from two students. It was their class project. And it was, God, oh my God, it was just amazing. One student was in Australia. But you can also do it silently as well. And here's the key. There's multiple ways, and this is like practically a whole semester class I'm going to put into one little radio show here. But I'll give you an idea, because there's a lot of different possibilities of how it can be done. First of all, you don't have to know what's going on with a person, but it's nice if you do. I mean, you can actually just send loving energy. They've already proven through research studies that if you're just sending positive healing energy to somebody, that it actually does create an effect. They actually did a thing at California Pacific, where they did a very serious research project and found that when people just transmitted positive energy to a person over, it didn't matter how far away they were, they actually got a physiological response, and it just had to be positive. So that's the basis or basics of it, is just to have your intention to help somebody. And normally we will always have that intention to help that person. The next step is, if you can talk to them and find out where the issue is, you know, you can focus on the issue. There's really there's really three different ways to deal with issues. And this could be a disease, it could be an emotional issue, it could be mental, it could be a spiritual issue that people are working on. The first way is the one that's not really recommended as much, and that is to try and set your intention to break up that energy, or to destroy the cancer cell, or to you know, do something to explode the problem. You know, and I mean, that's like the warfare approach. And it's not really the best approach because, you know, some people believe it creates karma just because you're destroying cells instead of transforming them. However, you know, if you're working on yourself and you could destroy a cancer cell in yourself that you have, I mean, go for it. I mean, goodness gracious, it sure turns around when you actually have the disease yourself and you're really trying to get rid of it. And there's various ways you can do this. The number one way for warfare, I should say positive warfare, we'll call it positive warfare, Lord of mercy, okay, is to use binaural beats. And the trick here, and the trick for all of this, all of these techniques that I'm going to be going through, all three of these techniques, is to first intuitively find the frequency of the issue you're dealing with. Now, you may say, I'm not that intuitive to do that. Well, here's the technique. It's basically similar to finding a resonant frequency in your body. You use a frequency sweep like this. I can find the resonant frequency of my mouth. Okay. So I go up and down. When I get close, when I pass it, I kind of back up and I zone in and zoom in and get right on it again. So it's like, so with your voice, you need to learn to be able to control the pitch of your voice really discreetly so you can zone right in on it so you can really hit the exact resonant frequency. You can do the same with your voice on your chest cavity. So if you could make sound out loud, go ahead and make sound out loud and do a frequency sweep, but put your hand on your chest and find the resonant frequency of your chest. When you find it, your chest will be vibrating the most. So I'll find it for myself as you find it here. It's interactive radio if you'd like to join in. Okay, if not, you can just listen. Okay, but I would love for you to join in here. Okay. That right there is my frequency. Maybe even a little better there. Okay. Give you a second to find yours. Okay. So this is one of the favorite techniques for finding resonances of a room, resonance of a temple, resonance of the King's Chamber in the Great Pyramid. Exactly how I found it. And resonance of caves, resonance of your shower, resonance of stairwells and parking stalls. It's really fun. And resonance is of sacred spaces such as churches. And it's really nice because it's known that in a lot of sacred spaces, when you find this resonant frequency, it actually will open up a portal to higher consciousness. Now, here's the deal for distance learning, is to find that resonance intuitively, silently. I found that it actually works better if you don't make the sound out loud, mostly because you can go lower frequency than you can sing and a higher frequency than you can sing, and you can really just tune in. So you really have to just be sensitive and listen with your third eye to what frequency it seems to be, that the resonance seems to be at. For example, let me find the resonant frequency. Well, let's do this. We'll find the resonant frequency of your kidneys. Okay. So do a frequency sweep in your head. Like that. You know. Go slow. And when you feel that you've found the frequency of your kidneys, kind of try to zone in on it and really make the sound loudly in your head, silently. That's loudly in your head, silently. Don't make it out loud, but make it loud. You know, really get it going in your head and see if you can find the resonant frequency of your kidney. Okay, here we go. This is what I found. It was... When you get good at it, you can just go right to it. Sometimes you can even ask spirit or angels, archangels or ascended masters or any guides that you might work with to help you find it. You might just ask spirit, and often it's like you'll hear that note as clear as day in your head that you need. Okay? So that's the first step, is to find it. Okay, then you can do the warfare. Then you can do the one of the three things. Okay, and the trick is, let me backtrack. Practicing doing this frequency sweep in your head to find a resonant frequency of something, whether it's a disease or emotion, you get much better at it the more you practice. Practice over and over, and after a while, it's like, it's just obvious what that frequency is. I've done it with Lyme's disease, with cancer, although I'll have to remind you, with cancer, you have to be really careful. Don't resonate. Don't become that frequency of the cancer. It's really dangerous. You can take on that cancer. Be very careful to hold your own frequency. That means be in your body frequency. Be in your body frequency. That's a good one. While you're doing this. And here we teach how to actually be in your root soul frequency while doing this. So you don't actually merge. Okay? You don't want to resonate. You don't want to become a cancer cell. Okay. So you could do the warfare thing. And that is to create a binaural beat by going up and down, above and below this frequency. So out loud, again, you would be doing this silently, but out loud you could go. Just up and down, above and below it. And what that does is it creates a binaural beat that is a little out of tune, a frequency that's a little out of tune with the resonant frequency of what you're working with, creates a third frequency called a binaural beat that will actually can explode the cells. This technique has been used on, one of our instructors used it to actually explode her cancer cells in her breast, and it's been gone for 7 years, and it's very powerful technique. There's also the homeopathy concept, and that is to simply resonate it for a second so that your body takes over and does the healing. Okay? It's not as intense warfare, you know. I mean, there is the technique of actually resonating it so loud that you'll actually can explode the cell, but it's that's a little trickier when you're doing this silently on distance healing. The woman that I worked with for years, she would actually rock it loose with frequencies up and down. Rock it loose and send it into spirit. Again, you could do vibrato, because that's an up and down in pitch as well. Or you can do up and down, above and below it. And that can rock it loose. Rock it loose. Okay. So that's the warfare aspect. Oh, there's another one called reciprocal frequencies that I'm not going to go into here. It's a little mathematical that you can actually figure it out, but it's a little too much here because we're not dealing with math here. Okay. So the next is the aspect of working with the issue and harmonizing it. You can simply, homeopathy concept, yeah, is you're just meeting it and recognizing it. Okay. The harmonizing it is you go in and you find the frequency and you transform it into a harmonious frequency. So it's like you're nudging it. And this is a really powerful technique. So say you go in, you find the frequency of like a cancer cell. You go, with the intention of transforming it into a cell that is not detrimental to your health. This is really powerful because now you're not doing the warfare thing. You're doing transformation. You're raising the consciousness of the cell. I mean, the truth is these cells are not bad. They're just partying. They're just having, you know, just replicating themselves. I mean, they're not doing bad things on in the overall planet. You know, they're really just replicating. So they're not really evil. You know, the trick is to really work with them and transform them. So again, you make the sound, the frequency you hear of them, and you transform it into a harmonious frequency. You're doing all of this in your head. And then you can also simply make the sound you think it needs. You can do it intuitively, what you think that issue needs, or you can call on help. You can call on, you know, the Christ energy or Kuan Yin or, you know, any archangels or guides you might have to help you to make the sound that it needs. So you might find that you're making some like really strange sounds silently. Again, silently. And this is really powerful. We've done this many, many times online, and it's really quite effective. Let's actually do it right now. Okay. I'm going to have you do, if you're willing, have you do a healing on me. We're connected right now, even though I have no idea who you are. We are connected because my voice is going into your ears. We're connected in the quantum field. So there is a connection here. And so what I want you to do, if you like, and again, it's really, not again for the first time, it's important to set sacred space and ask that this be for the good, higher good of everybody involved. So we now set sacred space now. I like to envision an octahedron, a four-sided pyramid around me, a four-sided pyramid up, and a four-sided pyramid down, sometimes in the whole room, sometimes just at my waist is where the middle of it would be. So I'm inside this big diamond. And then we ask that anything that's going to happen here is only for all of our highest good, not just my highest good, but even the healer, even the person that's doing the treatment's highest good, because you don't want to take any on any karma. So I've had a little bit of problem. I was working with a drill and a hammer about 2 weeks ago, and it hurt my right shoulder. It's much better now, but it's still bothering me a little bit. So I'd like to ask that you close your eyes, if you like, and tune in to my right shoulder, only for our highest good. And listen for the frequency of that problem in my right shoulder. And then do a treatment, find a frequency or a sound, and make that sound silently and send it to my arm with the intention of healing my shoulder. Wow. Wow. feel tingling in my arm all the way down to my wrist, like energy is moving out my hand now. There it goes. And up through my neck, through the top of my head. Woo! Just got warmth in my shoulder. Wow. It's effective. It's effective. So that's a couple of the techniques, but then there's another technique. I actually have a few that I'm skipping over here because we only have so much time, but there's another technique that is really probably the most powerful of all. Actually, it's a couple ways you can do it, and that is to send love to the issue. Instead of worrying about the frequency of it, it's nice to tune into the frequency, but if you just send love to it, whatever you're working with, whether it's an organ, you know, even a disease, send love to it to release. And you could do that. Let's do that one, okay? If you would like, again, in sacred space for all of our highest good. Send love. This is nice to do a radio show and get a healing while we're doing it. I really appreciate it. Thank you for everybody who's doing this. Okay. Send love. Tune into that issue in my shoulder and send love to it. Just wash it over with the frequency of love. And so what you can do, it's like you're coming up with a frequency that you feel it needs, and you're like sending love on that frequency silently again. You're just, so you kind of would be going while sending love, but again, just making the sound in your head with the intention of sending it to my shoulder. Okay, try that now, please. I got chills through my whole body now. This is incredible. You know, it's like this is the new paradigm for healing. That we're healing each other. We're healing ourselves. You know, it's really the essence of what it's all about. You know, is where we're headed is to back to a place where we're in control of our bodies. We're in control of working on ourselves, so we're not giving our power away to doctors that don't have a clue what's going on, you know. And I think this is where we're headed. Still got a little ways to go, but we're accelerating quickly. Okay. Now, the next step here is to simply call on spirit and source to actually do the healing. So that you just connect to my shoulder and you call in higher beings. You can call in, you know, if you got any guides, there's a whole list of aliens. There's a whole that are positive aliens like Hathors and Syrians and Palladians. But there's also the, you know, ascended masters. There's God, there's archangels, Michael and Raphael is one of the most powerful healers. You can call on that. Or you could call on your grandmother if you're close. Or somebody, you could call on nature or call on directly on source and spirit. So what I want to do for this one is I've got a song called Source. And I want to play this song, which had the intention of connecting to source. And you can use this energy and send your sound with the music through the music, and let it resonate with you. Just send your sound to my shoulder with the intention of source doing the healing. Okay? So, this is the song. This is the song. Source. Nice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's amazing how powerful this is. And it's not, you know, we think that it takes a psychic to be able to do this energy healing at a distance. It's really simple. You just set your intention and go. You know, make sure you check in with the highest good and just go for it. I want to do one final thing where I'm going to do and send source energy to everybody that's listening now. Very specifically for whatever you need to work on right now, physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. And we'll be using the water of life, which is about universal love coming into the heart to as the music. But I'm going to be sending frequencies to everybody that's listening during the whole song. And that will end our show. So thanks for listening. And I'll be working now for the next song is 11 minutes long, so I'll be working. We may have to fade it out at the end, but I'll be working. Actually, we can have Seth start it like about 2 minutes in or two or however long minutes in. It's 11 minutes, so calculate where you need to start it and go ahead and start it. That way it will end. We'll hear the ending at the end. So I'll be doing distance healing and on everyone here for the next 9 or so minutes. Thanks for listening, and take it through the rest of your life.